This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The final step to determine the future of Colorado's Mount Evans was indefinitely delayed today. That's after federal officials received a request from a tribal government to meet. Under federal guidelines, a tribal group can request such a meeting if it believes it'll be impacted by federal government actions. Mount Evans awaits one final vote before being named Mount Blue Sky. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to extend new legal protections for abortion and gender-affirming care. CPR's Benta Berkland has the latest.
Under one of the proposals, Colorado would not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving providers or recipients of abortion or gender-affirming care. It also seeks to protect Colorado medical providers. Democratic Representative Meg Froelich is a main sponsor.
I call it experiments in cruelty between offering bounties and trying for subpoenas and punishing doctors and punishing people for seeking information about doctors and of course, all of that resulting in folks coming to Colorado.
Other bills in the package would seek to increase insurance coverage for abortions and set guardrails for how crisis pregnancy centers market to their clients. These centers try to convince people not to get abortions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
One of the Denver Zoo's oldest giraffes has died. Kipele was euthanized Tuesday due to her recent decline in health. Officials say she had been struggling with mobility issues. Kipele was 29 years old. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. It's 6:06.